It's 8:15 on the Moose, and on Friday, August 26th, Ashwikan Speedway is opening their track up for Kids Race Night, and it's all going to support the Canadian National Autism Foundation. And here to tell us more about it is Tina Fougere, the president and founder of the Canadian National Autism Foundation. Good morning, Tina.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing terrific this morning. So, now how does the autism awareness get involved with racing?
Well, we've had a company, an event planner called MMBO, that thought of the kids' race. They wanted to help us out and try and do something different. And obviously, with autism, you have to hit different people, different sports to get them more involved because everything right now is mainstream. So we thought, hey, Kids Race Day is great. Why not bring the family and the kids out to something instead of just adults all the time?
Exactly. It's the perfect way to get everyone from the family there to enjoy a night of racing and to learn a little bit of something about, autism.
Exactly.
Now, Tina, what does the foundation do? What's its main purpose?
Its main purpose is we'd like to try and educate the general public and professionals, obviously, provide information and resources to the families of kids diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, and provide funding for Canadian-based research and development and promoting autism awareness. And, you know, it's not just research that we put our allocate our funds out into. You know, we've put our funds into snoozing rooms. We've put our funds into opening up a center down in Nova Scotia so that families have somewhere to go to get information and meet with other families.
So it sounds like it's a terrific cause. Now, Tina, we have a lot of young parents listening, parents with younger children. And as we talked before we went on the air, so often autism goes undiagnosed. What signs can parents be looking for if their child may or may not have autism?
Well, now that's really touchy there because the DSM, which is something that families or doctors go under for diagnosing kids with autism, it could be that they're not talking, they're much of loners, they're not playing with other kids, they're playing with toys inappropriately, as the norm is, whatever the norm is, different things like that. So if parents notice that their kids are not, dealing with things as typical kids would deal with things, that's where they would talk to their family doctor, their pediatrician, and see if they could get in to see a psychologist or psychiatrist that deals with autism and deals with diagnosing autism, and then they can get their children diagnosed. But it all comes down to the severity of it, whether or not they can be diagnosed at an earlier age, or if, you know, if it's something that's not really out there so that the doctor can notice it, they'll diagnose them at a later stage in age.
Now, Tina, what's a typical age to be diagnosed at, and how many children are we talking about here?
Well, the typical age for diagnosis is usually between 2.5 and 3.5 years old.
Okay.
That's when doctors can really see that they fit under one of the criterias that, as in the different types of autism. Now, there's roughly, we'll say, over 200,000 in Canada, but that's not counting all of the families with kids with autism, because some of them are still waiting to be diagnosed. Some of them aren't old enough that the doctors can really see that it's on the spectrum, and some of them just don't take their kids to get diagnosed.
That's scary.
That's unbelievable.
That's a large figure right there.
That's a really large figure.
Yeah, you just don't realize how many families it affects until the numbers are right in front of you. Now, Tina, there's a ton of information on this subject. How can one go about getting that?
Well, if they'd like to get information on autism, they can go to our website at www.cnaf.net. And if they just follow tabs, you can learn a lot about everything, what to do next. You know, my child has seizures now. You can learn about seizures. You can learn about special diets, ABA and IBI, teaching strategies for teachers in the school as well, the different types of autism disorders. There's a ton of information on there. And one important thing that's on there, because parents get lost by it, is the acronyms.
Oh, okay.
We have a list of acronyms for families because a lot of things are put in acronyms.
Oh, okay. So that kind of breaks everything down for you. So when you're reading something in short form, perfect. That's good. It's kind of like a legend to the autism information.
Yeah, exactly. Like if I said ASD to you, you'd be saying, what's ASD? Yeah. Well, that's actually what it's classified under now is autism spectrum disorder. They're not going to go by the types of autism anymore. They're just going to go with ASD.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Tina. I learned a lot today just by talking with you in this short interview over the phone. So I'm really actually looking forward to getting on the website. I'll put a link up on our Facebook page so our listeners can get a hold of the website, too. And if you want to get tickets for Kids Race Night at Ash Weekend Speedway, how can you do so?
You can get tickets for Ash Weekend Raceway. You can go to the website at www.kidsrace.ca, or you can phone 1-888-977-7223.
Awesome.
And one other thing I'd like to mention, because it is something that parents don't actually know a lot about, is there are seizure disorders that come with autism as well. 33% of people diagnosed with autism do have seizure disorders, and parents don't realize that, and they're shocked by it when it does happen.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. it's something to be prepared for.
Yeah, my son actually got seizures when he hit puberty.
Oh, boy. So it's something that comes on later. Wow.
It can come on later, or it can come on when they're really young.
Boy, it was just more of a reason to go to the website and get as much information as you possibly can on this. Well, again, Tina, my thanks to you. I've learned a lot today, and hopefully everyone heads out there on Friday, August 26th to check out Kids Race Night at Ash Weekend Speedway. My thanks again, Tina.
Thank you very much, and have a nice day.